my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. We're in Genesis 45. And it's my favorite Old Testament story. I love chapter 45. I want to get to it quickly. Let's just have a minute and 37 second song. That's very short. The Heavenly Parade by the Quartet. You sing, will you?
Our traveling days will soon be over here, and we shall cross the rolling tide. For we're down here for just a little while, our home is on the other side. Ambassadors true for Jesus our Redeemer, and it is a love crusade. For right against the wrong, but soon we'll join the throng in heaven when the saints parade. For heaven's own King, those old holy King, we'll gladly we will shout and sing the story. The blessed old story, sing it to His glory. For we will live in heaven, in glory and glory, and in the air with that eternal happy band. We'll call it that and never forget, in heaven again, hooray. So happy are we in telling and within that Jesus can redeem your soul from every known sin and make you pure within joy. Billows o'er you then will roll. A happy new song you will begin to sing to Jesus He the way hath made. To glory and fair you'll have a match there and join us in the saints' parade. For heaven's King, those who's only King, we glad we will tell His sing. The story, the story, the story, sing it to His glory. Yes, everything's new. In glory and fair, in glad, with that glad and mad, we'll call it heaven day.
I want to get one more song in quickly, and then we're going to go to Genesis chapter 45. And the song is, I Can Trust Jesus. You know, I don't know what you're trusting today. You can't trust money. You can't trust position. You can't trust really a lot of even friends. Some of your dearest friends are going to be betraying you if not careful. But I can trust Jesus all the time. Here's a group from our college or graduates, and they sing, I can trust Jesus. I want to tell you, you can trust Him. Go ahead and let's let them sing for us, and then we're getting Genesis chapter 45 in just a moment.
God picked up a sparrow that could no longer fly. Brushed off its wounds and then watched it soar into the sky. If He's mindful of creation, on this I can depend. I am His child, and I can place all my trust in Him. I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never has failed to meet my needs. He is my strong tower, the strength in my weakest hour. I can trust Jesus. He takes care of me.
some prayers and felt they never were heard. But I held to God's hand and kept right on trusting in His word. My wants and God's desires don't always agree, but I lean on His will, for He always knows what's best for me.
Chapter 45, then Joseph could not refrain himself before them all that stood by him. He cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." Stood no man with him. Are you ready? Well, Joseph made himself known to his brethren, and he wept aloud, and the Egyptians of the house of Pharaoh heard. Joseph said to his brethren, "I am Joseph. Whew. Doth my father live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said to his brethren, "Come near me, I pray you." They came near. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, to whom ye sold into Egypt." Verse 5 is one of the most amazing verses in the Bible. I wonder who it is in life you have to forgive. I wonder who stole 20, 25 years of your life. And now you've got to forgive them. "Therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life." Verse 7, "God sent me before you to preserve you a prosperity in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. Haste, go up to my father. And say, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of Egypt, to come down and tarry not. Thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen now, and you shall come near thy children, thy children's children, and thy flocks and herds and all, and I will nourish thee. Yet 5 years of the famine. He should tell my father of all my glory. They fell on their brother Benjamin's neck and wept. Benjamin wept. Moreover, he kissed all of his brethren. He wept. Can you imagine? That's forgiveness. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed and said by them, see that ye fall not out by the way. And when they went out of the land of Egypt, they came to the land of Canaan, Jacob's father, and they told him, saying, Joseph is alive. He's governor over all the land. Joseph, Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he said. And he saw the wagons which Joseph has sent to carry them. The spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. And he said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. I tell you, that's one of the most powerful chapters in the Bible. A man who went to jail. A man who went to prison. He was unshaven. He was unclean. And he was in jail because of his stinking brothers. They lied to their dad. They lied to him. They sold him to bondage. And now he's in a position he can get even. And he says, God sent me here, boys, to preserve you. Don't be grieved with yourselves. Please, you thought it for evil. God meant it for good. Joseph was believing that God was working all things together for good. Child of God, stop trying to govern God how he should do things. Why don't you just trust God? I can trust Jesus. The singers just sang about it. You can trust God anything in your life. You can trust him. You can believe him. All the bondage you've gone through, all the sorrow you've gone through, all the heartache you've gone through, all the sleepless nights you've gone through, all the restlessness of your spirit, all the sadness, all the betrayal that you faced in your life, God can work it all out together for his good. And here this boy is going to take care of his daddy. And has 11 brothers and all of their wives. And all their little ones, the Bible calls them, and he says, I want you all to come. And he said, I'm going to take care of you. God sent me here to take care of you. What a wonderful story of love and kindness and forgiveness, because he trusted not his brothers. He trusted the God of his daddy. And you can trust God at all times, Father. Thank you for Joseph's life. What a marvelous testimony. 17, taken and sold into bondage. And now years later, he's been raised up to be second command in Egypt. Thank you for the great testimony. And I pray that as he learned to trust you in those dark days, that we could trust you in our dark experiences of life. Lord, I love our listeners, and they know I do. I believe they know it in my heart, my voice. I thank you for them. And for that one that's nearest to the point of depression, discouragement, frustration, and fear, God, give great comfort. Today is my prayer. Minister to their need especially. Bless every preacher this Lord's Day. We ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.